Oh, that was super yummy. I was not expecting galactic community upgrades in how we belong, but whatever that means. Actually, I kind of know what that means. That would mean being able to be around someone and just whatever they're in, you can just see where they're at and stop taking it personally or just be aware of how you need to act in that context. So we have what? We got 40 minutes left. Try to have time for us to just kind of hang out a little bit and talk. Timmy and Anna, why don't you open up the on the spot? Oh, one second. I need to do something first. One sec. Yeah. I want to spotlight. All right, good. You can put it back in gallery. It's just so that if you're talking, if ever like the video is sold elsewhere, that we hear your voice, but we don't necessarily see your beautiful face.
Thank you. Wow. For me, that was like the best meditation. I don't know, in like forever. I thought it was so good. I love that you put in the sacral plexus. What did you call it? That was really, that like brought it home for me. Yeah. And just, wow. Yeah. Really interesting. Like at some point it was cool. Like I had this movement of energy from the sacral that kind of came back up to my head and went like anyways, yeah, cool. That was cool. It was like almost like you know how sometimes you say it's like the liquid release of something is like in the field of the heart or something. It was like that kind of texture. But wow, yeah, really good through the galactic stuff. Like I was hearing the different languages at the same time, and it was all really, really nice. And at some point, like it felt like my whole like brain was kind of going through like circles.
Yeah, it's like
yeah.
Getting kind of like mixing up energies. Yeah, how cool to bring the sacral stuff in. Like, oh, I could feel the sacral so much. At a certain point I was like, I don't even know if I've felt my sacral that much, like that strongly, with the heart and the crown, heart, sacral. Wow.
Yeah, that's for me.
It's a non-verbal share from Temi today. It's like,
yeah, I guess I'm still spaced out. So,
Well, you don't have to go right now if you want to be spaced out.
I'll let somebody else share.
Karen, let's see do you see that? If I ask you to unmute, there you are.
Right. Yeah. I don't know why, but they changed it, so I can't reopen my cam and neither the sound, so sorry for that. Wow. Hi, everybody. I was, you know, I like usual when we finish the meditation, I'm kind of so well on the other side that I can't come back. And this time, it was like, because you said like it can be anything that you can feel yourself with, like the powder of, it was powder, golden and silver, okay, from the galactic stars and everything. And it's like, it fixed my body so I can't come back. I can't get it out of this kind of protection filter. I don't know what it was, but I couldn't move. He said like, move your body. And I was like, I was needing to be stuck in it, and I don't know what happened, but it's okay. After a couple of seconds, I started moving my body and cracked all the way. And that was special, because I know I'm missing my home. Like, I know we have the home inside and everything, but sometimes if I can take a ticket just to pass 1 month there, like, you know, come back, take a break of the earth and come back, I will. But it's not working this way, so.
Missing your home, your home up in the stars.
Where I came from, yeah. Yeah, really, 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 really. Because I'm working so hard on different level in these days, and it's so real and deep that it makes me feel how much I miss my family from the other side, like, really. But the thing I want to share here today is very special, because I don't understand with my brain. My brain is like, I don't have the file to understand that. It's okay, man. Shut up. Just listen. In the beginning of the meditation, you said, I don't know what you said, but you said something about like it, to look at something, how it can be, or I don't even understand what it is that I need to share with you guys. But I start to see little kind of shadowy butterflies and particles, like kind of a sheet of particles and butterflies, but it was all black and gray, and it was all here. And starting to shred from my skin, from my body. And after I received, like, while I was watching this happening, like, until the solar chakra, heart chakra, throat, ear, there, but it was main ear, mindful ear. And it was saying, you are healing in this life when you got burned. As a wish and others' past life. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all like the forgiveness of these passage that I had to pass through when I came on earth many, mm-hmm. many times. And it's probably one of the first that I am not burned for real. I'm still there. I maybe burned a little, but not this way. You know, in a funny way, in a good way. We have to laugh from ourselves, you know. We have to have fun. But yeah, it's this part that I have to share, because when I almost wake up and able to move, my soul said, like, please share this with them, because it might help for seeing from past life what we can sometimes have difficulty to understand, that it is not from this life, but it needs to be receiving love again so you can let it go and be free of it. And this is the experience you bring me in today.
Right? Yeah, really. And something so incredible about that, because it's like, you know, I was saying how, you know, when we accept to feel what's in the field through our body, we help to clear it, right? So it's like, not only by accepting to feel can we help clear out what's in the collective unconscious, but we're also helping clear out what's from other lives, what's from other moments in the space-time continuum, you know? So it's kind of like trippy 5D stuff. It's not just like going forward or backward, and it's not just about me, the collective unconsciousness. It's also like me, the collective unconsciousness, and a bunch of other lives that also have a collective unconscious related to them, right? So we're not even just healing our past life where that happened, you know. We're healing that piece of the fabric of space time.
And I was afraid. I was afraid when I start to see my skin, and I couldn't even know if it was my skin or anything, but I start to see like, you know, when you're seeing a sheet burning, and it's separating by itself. And I was seeing like all this space here starting to like burning and be detached from I was afraid. But I was feeling my soul saying like, hey, don't be afraid, you passed through so many things, that this is nothing, like, just let it be, you know. And
It's like feel the fear,
yeah,
know the emotions, right? Mm. And let the upper parts of the brain, or the intuition and the soul,
receiving, kind of like, yeah
they're just like, we got you, don't worry, it's okay.
It's like, I'm gonna cry, but it's like not that I want to cry, it's just like, hey, finally this thing is out.
I don't know if I said this in a call. I think it was something that came up with when I was working with Jeanette, and it's just like this beautiful sentence. I want to make a video about it. It's like, it's not yours, but it can only be healed through you. That's what we're doing. When we accept,
it's kind of a code. Yeah.
You know, because it's like something you're feeling might not be yours. But if you're like, that's not mine. You know, like, no, it's like, it's not yours, but it can only be healed through you accepting to feel it. You and any of us that are willing, that have the freaking guts to feel, to feel the fear and flow the emotions. Like, yes.
I receive a message this week, like, to create more peace within me and with other people that I share this with. It's like, I receive a message from life saying, like, I love you all, and I'm using you all to let the light code passing through it. So creating new codes for the elevation of the love on earth and through all the universe. And I'm just asking you to trust me more. Like, because like every being is in a way a vortex of
absolutely
of what life can use to transcend the energy in here and in everywhere.
And how fitting that I didn't know I was going to talk about Divine Mother and Divine Father, and like, you know, like this kind of like the kind, loving feminine energy and the protective providing. But there, that's yes.
Thank you.
I don't.
You can close my micro now because I can't.
Okay. Okay. Who else wants to share? Let's talk. It's Adju.
Yes. For me, it was very, very good one, because when the mother energy and father energy joined to work on the chakras, I felt a big tornado inside around the sacral, very big. And at the same time, I felt a great sadness starting to move, and move a little bit. More and more, it was very, very strong, and I was a little surprised by the intensity of it. It was very, very strong sadness, and it's somehow it opened up more and more with the tornado, and it was very, very strong. It was very, very intense. And I let it work like that. I assume that until now it didn't want it to be moved or something like this. But today it moved. It moved, very strong emotion. And when you join, you make us join the two parts of the brain also, I felt very, very calm, deep, deep calm. Like awesome. Two parts like were disconnected a little bit, get along. And finally, when you called about our intergalactic family, there's something happened. It felt like my spine was activated. And the part, like, I really felt strongly in my spine. And when it completed the circle about the beginning of meditation, about to felt supported, you know, to feel something that supports you, that you can, the spine, like, was, and I heard some voices, you know, stuff like this. And he was telling that now I can talk to every part of me without any. I clearly heard that those words. Now I can talk at each part, every part of me. And it was very, very good. Oof. And so that's, thank you.
My heart's like, whoa. Wow. Yeah, that's really
the
awesome.
Part with that, my spine was very surprising because didn't expect to it. But when the intergalactic family came on the meditation, I felt something going down my spine and going up. And I actually felt my spine physically, and it was like, okay, no, is this supporting me also? Not only physically, but on every level.
Yes. Yeah, it's like, you know, the spine is like the la droiture, you know? It's like your ability to be straight in life. Mm-hmm. It's also like I used to do a meditation where it was like a sword of light given to me by whatever other place I'm from. And it was just like, install it in your spine. It was like, whoa. And yeah, it's like somehow makes it a lot easier to feel the connections. And you have...
Yes.
You have deep galactic connections anyways that, you know, we play a lot with them in our one-on-one work. So I love that. Now you can speak to all parts. Wow. What is that going to look like? That's going to be
fun. Yes.
Yeah. And speak to them as that, you know, Divine Mother, Divine Father energy. Like they're all loved. They're all welcome. I can't wait to see what comes up.
Yes, it felt very good overall. It was very, very good. Yes.
Yay. So this is why the call needed to be postponed for 10 days.
Yes.
My God. Something about working in the day too that's fun. Like I like doing this during the day instead of at 7 p.m. I don't know if maybe think about it, or we can maybe reconsider our time. Maria, I think I see you hitting your unmute button. Oh, there's something going
there.
On. Where it's,
oh, there. Okay. Yeah. No, I just had to switch to the different. So for me, I love hearing everyone's experiences. However, I think after the whole, the mother and father section, like I can hear your voice, but I couldn't hear, like it wasn't, I was absorbing it, but I wasn't hearing it. I guess that would be, it's like, I can hear you, but I wasn't, my brain wasn't so, or maybe it was just my consciousness, but I felt very calm through the whole process. And like I said, normally I'd be like, oh, I didn't feel like I got everything. Okay, but no, I'm okay. I think for me, the overall feeling of it all, when it was time to come back out, I just felt very calm, very relaxed. Everything's good. Everything, you know, there was no fear. It was just very... It felt like it felt very much like a typical like kind of meditation when I come out of. But the only difference is like I didn't, and I think my subconscious must have heard it, but just it didn't phase my awakeness. I don't know.
No,
I
your
could
subconscious,
hear your voices.
Your subconscious always hears it. Your subconscious.
Yeah.
Hears,
so I was aware, alert through the beginning, and then through the. And then as you're talking about the father, mother, father's part, then I almost like, it's like, I almost I could hear you, but I have to put, I have to put it down because I'm using my phone. I didn't want to hold anything. And yeah, and I just, but I felt calm through the whole process. So I can't say that, and I'm also thinking that the effects may not necessarily be what I remember now and something that I will sort of carry as the week progresses. So so that's kind of what I got. It's pretty, you know, simple today, but I feel good and there's no negative feelings with anything that had gone through. I came out of it very calm, very relaxed. Everything's good.
So something I like about what's going on for you right now, Maria, is that you are now, it's almost like, to me, it feels like your consciousness is I don't want to say testing because it's not really what it does. If it plays, if your ego is going to react when it's not able to be the one filtering the information. The part of you that would remember word for word everything I said or whatever, a lot of the time would be, it's like kind of like the, you know, the ego that's kind of this like thing that's staring and listening to every single word and then like, and right now you're in this phase of like, it gets kind of like, it gets kind of pushed aside. Then you're kind of like, you're not sure. So you're kind of like, okay, I hear the words, but I don't really know what's, I'm not sure. Like, but the ego's not
able processing. To be like, yeah.
Yeah. But your ego's not able to be like, oh my God, I'm not hearing everything she's saying. Like, it's like, it's like your training right now is that's able to get pushed out of the way and not have that little reaction where then it spins and it's affecting your ability to even hear the rest of the meditation. Yes. Right. So that going on. And then you're like, hard pain, like, oh, the fine, I can't even listen, what the fuck's wrong with me, whatever, like, that's like pushed off, and then it's like a growing period for, that's the way I see this for you right now, it's a growing period where you're learning what it's like to interface with information through your consciousness and not through your mind, and that's like it's a learning curve, you know, because we have been used to interfacing through the mind with everything. You know, like most of us don't know, what does it mean to interface with a tree?
I felt that really, my body just like,
that makes
sense.
And it's a big step.
Okay, thank you.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's a big step.
I've come to focus on more is how I feel through the process or out, after I come out of the session. So long as I listen to how I feel and how my body is has absorbed everything, then I'm like, okay, if everything's good, then everything's good. So like, you're right. Like, it's like that part of me that would be triggered and be upset because I couldn't hear anything. That makes a lot of sense. Thank you for enlightening me.
Yeah. Okay. I know, but it's super, this is really, really awesome. Like, I can't wait to I can't wait to do like a one-on-one session with you because it's going to change how you access the landscape as well. Like you'll start seeing there's a difference between doing things through our mind and doing them with our consciousness.
Right.
And like one's like kind of like boxed in and the other one's like super expansive. But at the beginning, that super expansive just feels like, I'm not sure what's going on because your mind's like trying to figure out based on the box.
Yeah, it's like a translate. It's like my mind's wanting to translate everything. Yeah. Okay, I got it. Okay, thank you. That felt good. It's the moment you gave me that perspective. It's like, I felt this energy. No, seriously, my hair went on. I was like, okay, that makes total sense. Yes. Thank you for that.
That's so awesome.
But I'm good. That's like I feel good.
Truth discerning on the skin, right? Like, it's like not the mind.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Thank you. Cool. All right. That makes some sense, but plus, I think his eyes are still closed. You, Louise, do you want to share something today? Or?
Oh, hi. I think I'm going to have to listen to this again when you share it in the group because I was not able to really enter a meditative state today.
Okay.
Instead, I feel like everything is just stuck right here and I can barely swallow. That's how I feel right now. So
like stuck because I can't, you're in the dark, I don't see you all, like stuck in your throat or just a bit lower?
Right in my throat. Right here. I can barely swallow. In fact, right. I felt I had a hard time even breathing today. So I'll listen to it.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Another day.
So right now, let's just hone in on into that space where we feel that.
I'll just cry, that's all. So, yeah. Which I'd rather do by myself, if you don't mind, but.
Or you can close your camera if you want.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Yeah, so just bringing your attention, bringing all of yourself into that space where it feels all kind of clogged, stuck inside there. And the more you bring your attention there, it'll probably intensify the feeling, and that's okay. Because we want to, in order for us to expand the space in there, we need to go in it. And you don't need to do anything. Let's just go there and be there and breathe.
Feel a lot of resistance.
Yeah. Okay, because this is really important to realize. It's like we're not trying to pry anything open. We're not trying to force anything to happen. It's like we just want to let that energy know that it's not alone and we can be loving and kind and caring with it. Just feels like a big ball of emotions and just needs to know that we can love it exactly as it is. We're not asking it to change. We're not asking it to do anything other than just let us be there with it. It is literally the most powerful work you can do. Just be there with what's there.
I'm not in the, I hate to say it, I'm not in the headspace to get out of my headspace. You know what I mean? I apologize. But I know I can get there, just not today. I wasn't able to do it today. So I'm very grateful. I want to say I'm very grateful that you post these things for us to review and to go back and to re-experience, because it's very extremely beneficial. Look, I cannot stop my eyes from watering, right? I'm not crying.
I want you to understand something, Louise. That's your emotional body releasing. This is good.
Yes.
This is good. It's just for our mind, it's like, oh my God, I can't stop crying. I look like a crazy woman or whatever the hell our mind is thinking, you know? It's kind of like, you know, thank you, mind, for your perspective. Flow the emotions. That's the whole thing. You're in this program, this container's all about this year. Like, there's fear, there's emotions that need to be flowed, and then there's a bunch of mental stuff on top that's trying to protect us from feeling what needs to be felt. But it's like the only way that the mind can stop trying to control everything is by us actually going to feel and flow the emotions. And then it's amazing what happens to the mind. The mind's like, oh. And it stops having to work all the time, trying to, like, you know, protect us from something. So you're doing a great job.
Well, I won't have much choice because I can barely breathe and swallow, right? It's my body's telling me I can't ignore this. So.
And that's good. Imagine that. Your body's kind of like, it's time. Let's go. no more distractions. We're going. And then even if it's just a couple of minutes at a time, Louise, it's like, just put your hands where it is and like, just, hey, I love you. It might not feel true at the beginning, right? Because your mind doesn't love what's annoying it. Of course, your mind doesn't understand love anyways. It's not, love isn't mental. Just love you. I'm here. And I have been flowing and crying like crazy. I'm kidding. Do my eyes look, I don't know. I can't even, I think we need buckets sometimes when some of this stuff starts flowing out.
Love you, Louise.
Oh, I will see you soon.
Thank you. I love you too.
We're all with you. We're all with you, holding space, you know? You're not alone.
Thank you.
When is the next call? Is it this week? Or
it's not this Wednesday, it's the Wednesday after.
Okay.
So it's always the second and fourth Wednesday.
What happened
last month is we had five Wednesdays. So then it creates like two or three times a year, we have like this weird thing where there's like 3 weeks between two calls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome, it's going to be an awesome call next month. Going to be talking about the mind. Love you, Louise. Bon, on a fait le tour, Camille.
Okay. The meditation in general felt good. There's a kind of beautiful feeling when you're radiating. Kind of like Rajud, at one point, Rajud. I felt that my lower spine, something was shifting in the lower spine. I think it was when I was actually like breathing, not sure if it was the earth energy or the
source energy.
The source energy. But at one of those two was nourishing the lower chakras, and something shifted in the lower spine at that point, and that felt good. The shining felt really good too. Sometimes we can direct the kids' choir in church, and sometimes you just, your body is tingling. There's a raw body tingling.
So tingling.
I really enjoyed the inviting new upgrades.
Yeah, me too.
There was a weird image towards the end of a pumpkin head. I have no idea what it is. Like a carved pumpkin head.
Oh man, you gotta love the intuitive brain that sends you images. You're like,
but there you go. I think it had to do with our intergalactic family thing. I don't know. That came up, and there was this other image, and I'm not quite remembering what the other image was, but it was also a bit weird. And there you go. Anyways, it felt good. This was a good session.
Yes.
So, thank you.
I'm looking forward to. Because some key people are here tonight, today, so I look forward to hearing what they have to say too. about the, well, they'll probably just write it, but yeah. And yeah, so Raju, Camille, Anna, and Kay as well. Just so you know, for Louise, Maria, it's like some of this work, like it just, the more you do it, the more it amplifies. And it's like the people that just mentioned all did the ascension particle calls. Okay, Karen, you've kind of done your own version of that, but these ascension particle calls are like, they just kind of boost it up. They boost it up and Anna's like, big eyes, like they really boosted our ability to feel some of these energies even more, especially when we're talking about intergalactic stuff, you know? So just want to say that, Louise, I'll give you access, the essential particle. Like they're it's basically 5 months of our calls from December 2021 to April 2022. And it's just like a series where we're working on these doorways, these reception doorways, so that we amplify our ability to start like upgrading and evolving and having more space and clearing out a lot of 3D stuff. Like, so I think that'll be fun, especially the plexus purge. Like I'm like, oh, I think the plexus purge call is gonna be awesome for Louise. I remember Anna, you're really liking that one, and I think we all liked it. It was pretty. So just I'll link you up in there, Louise. I'll send you. You'll receive an email, and it'll ask you to create your profile in the Sutra platform, and have fun listening to those. Even if it's just like laying in bed, half asleep, falling asleep, whatever, it doesn't matter. Just you all have to understand that. It's like you can just listen to these calls sometimes half falling asleep. It doesn't even matter if you fall asleep. Like, you know, clearly it's more powerful when we're doing it, you know, together. But even just your subconscious getting to bathe in that energy, like there's some guided meditations I do with this woman. Sometimes it's like I have to do it 5 or 6 times in a row. Like not the same day, but I mean, like, let's say in a week, I'll have to do it 5 or 6 times because I knock out. I'm not even asleep. I'm not tired. And I knock out halfway through and I'm like, again, you know, and finally, like doing it a couple times, then I somehow it's gone through all the levels it needed to go to. And then finally, you know, my egoic structure or whatever gets to hear the information as well, you know, but it did all this other stuff first. So even if sleeping, just listening as you're dozing off, Anna, you want to say something?
Yeah, I want to say I am actually so grateful for the plexus purge one, because every time now we do that liver cleanse thing you show us, I do it whenever it's you know, the toughest part of the liver cleanse, like I'll do that and it really helps.
Oh my god, what a good idea. We should put that in the notes of the plexus purge calls, by the way, if you do liver flushes.
But yeah, like your calls, even for me, like having done the ascension particle stuff, like often it's before I feel like a mess or all the stuff that we're going to address, like it all comes up, you know, and it's, yeah. It's really amazing, actually. And I feel like, yeah, it's really going to, I don't know, somehow what I want to say is like clarify next steps for me in those particular areas. Yeah.
And that's something that's really cool about work like this. It's like, you know, we are in a collective field, you know, so it's like we're feeling it, and time doesn't really exist. So it's like we're feeling our defense structures are and mixed in with our intuition and our higher intelligence are aware of what's coming. And then it's kind of like, it's almost like playing things out in our bodies or whatever, you know, like, so for Lewis, for example, like whenever we're going to have a powerful call, he knows, because everything in him is trying to find a way to not come.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't really need to go to that call. Oh, maybe I should go eat something. And he catches himself. He's like, that's pretty much the sign. I need to go on that call. You know? So we get good at things like, it's like, thank you, defense structure, for letting me know that it's going to be a powerful call, because clearly my intuition is letting me know. And you're kind of like, it's so cool. And also like working with other people, like it's like I listen to certain people like a couple of people that I follow that I do their meditations. And it's incredible because it's all on point. You know, like I go listen to a call from one of them and I'm like, he's talking about exactly what I talked about an hour before that on the call. You know? And for your 3D mind, it would be like, oh, this guy's copying me or something, you know? But it's like, clearly he's not. It's just, that's it. This is what's floating. This is what's ready to come up, right? So then it just, it's coming up for each of us. And then thank God we get to come on a call. And it's like, oh my God, bing, 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 you know? Yeah, for your intellect, it's kind of like, for the intellect, it's a really good experience because it starts making you realize, hey, there's something bigger going on than what I can really wrap my head around. And that's a big part of starting to let go of letting your mind like be locked in, trying to control everything. So I was loosening it up and it's like, there's something way bigger going on. And the job of the mind is to, you know, receive it and kind of like understand it more once it's happened, as opposed to trying to filter it and control it in advance. That's, yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that next month. Actually, I just leeway into next month without even knowing I was going to, but yeah, we'll be talking about the kind of cortex level and, huh? Oh, excuse me, I didn't schedule. Yeah, we're going to be talking about the cortex level of the brain and the solar plexus and just what happens as we become teenagers. We go into the 14 to 21 and we start building this like layered structure of judgments and opinions and all these things that are all kind of like there to avoid feeling what's underneath them. So we're going to kind of have fun going in there and learning about, I've already talked to you about it, but the difference between situational creativity and fundamental creativity. So situational cortex, fundamental neocortex. Like, so we're going to have some fun. Sorry, I'm a little bit hyper after call, so I'm going to go jog or something.
And,
we send you hugs.